The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Michael Sheridan, motoring journalist, joins us now. Michael, you wouldn't want to be in a hurry to get a driving test this weather, would you?
No. When we were in the lead up to before the first lockdown in March, I think the waiting times were roughly 6 weeks. And now I think we're heading well over 6 months. At the moment, you can do a driving test, but you need to be an essential worker. There are people still booked in to do driving tests, and they're meant to volunteer and surrender that slot to an essential worker. So that's basically anybody working from retail to working in a hospital, all of the frontline workers. And you can find the list on gov.ie. But the delays are huge. And the worrying thing, Frank, is people are starting to talk about amnesty. And we remember the last time, was it 79, I think, there was an amnesty for people who were waiting for their driving tests. And a lot of people were let on the road. And that's something which we should resist. Absolutely.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because they credit to the RSA, they've done a brilliant job in putting in a structured study course that all drivers have to do. So anybody, any young person who's out there driving has already done 12 accredited lessons, has filled and completed modules with approved driving instructors, not just chancers or the friendly neighbour.
Oh, God, the last thing we need is maniacs driving around without a driving licence. There are 50,000 people on the waiting list. Brian Farrell from the Road Safety Authority joins us as well. Brian, Michael mentioned essential workers being able to get tests. That's obviously quite a wide group of people now in level 5. But do they have to prove that they need their car to carry out that essential work?
No. The restrictions that were introduced under Level 5, while the government did class the road safety authorities, many of our services, as essential services, they did put a stipulation that anyone, for example, who wanted to access the driving test or the National Driver Licensing Services needed to be in the category of an essential worker. So that's someone involved in essential service or essential retail. And that list is up on gov.ie's website. But something we do not have access to, and rightly so, is people's employment records. So we have no way of cancelling people's appointments who are not essential workers. So what we've done is we've asked our customers to please contact us, cancel their appointment on the RSA website. They won't lose their fee, and nor will they lose their place in the queue. That's important to stress. But that we could free up that slot for those essential workers who do need an appointment. And there is a web form on our website for people who are looking for an urgent test who are in that category. But it is a challenging situation.
And do you suspect people are abusing that little loophole?
Well, I think it's important that we stress the point that, you know, the government has made it clear that, you know, we need to keep the slots, the appointments free for those who are involved in delivering our essential services and involved in essential retail. And we would appeal to them not to abuse that and to genuinely come forward and cancel their tests. As I said, you won't lose your fee and you certainly won't lose your place in the queue as a result of cancelling your slot. And the key thing is that we can free that space up for customers who need to avail of that service. I know it's an incredibly frustrating time for our customers, and indeed it is for ourselves, because as Michael mentioned at the top of the interview, we went from a situation where we probably had the lowest waiting times for a driving test ever to some very, very difficult situation now for customers who could, if they are applying now, face a wait time of up to 30 weeks, as Michael said, in getting hold of a driving test. But what we do want to let our customers know is that in the short term we have taken steps to increase, for example, overtime testing on Saturdays. We have 18 new testers starting on Monday, but there will be a significant response needed, and we have proposals into the Department of Transport to look at tackling that, and it will be 2021 when we can really make inroads into reducing the backlog and the waiting times.
Okay, just quickly before I go back to Michael then, what about the theory test? Is there a delay to take that as well?
Yeah, there are delays. The same situation applies in relation to appointments being only available to essential workers, and the same applies there in what we're asking our customers to do. But one thing we would mention is that we at present you can apply to renew your licence online at ndls.ie if it's a fairly straightforward renewal and there's no supporting documentation and you do have a public service card. But from mid-November, that facility, that application online will be available to all of our customers. So, you know, there won't be the need to go into the front office or reliant on going into the centres themselves to renew your licence or apply for your learner permit. Okay. And that, as I said, will be coming in mid-November.
Okay. Michael, what about NCTs then? I'm assuming there are delays there. And if so, can you still drive your car if you don't have a valid NCT? But if you can explain, if you're pulled over and you can explain, look, I'm waiting to get one, I just can't get in because of COVID.
Well, that's true. I think the NCT centres, again, there is an essential service in the same way that garages are open and dealerships may be selling cars online, but their customer after sales in terms of parts and servicing, they're all open during level five. So you can get your car fixed and repaired and keep it roadworthy. Yes, it's essential workers only at the NCT centres. And there's some caveats on that as well. It's one person per vehicle. Bring warm clothing in case there's no seating inside, which can be a possibility. Leave your window slightly open for ventilation, air vents fold. The paperwork usually that's handed over at the end will be left in the front seat of the car and so on. So NCT is doing everything it can to make sure that their service is still available. What people have to remember is just because you have a deferral or you have an appointment for an NCT does not give you the right to drive a defective car on the road. If you are stopped at a checkpoint and if you have bald tires or if you're chancing your arm in any way, if you've got a Cyclops car with just one headlight working and so on, the book will be rightly thrown at you. It's still your responsibility to make sure your car is roadworthy. So during lockdown, maybe take a chance at a little bit of DIY mechanics. Look up on YouTube, see how you can lift your bonnet, check your oil, check a few things, these essential things to make sure your car is roadworthy in general.
And, but NCT and Gardaí do open. Seem to be checking these things as well at the COVID checkpoints. I know I've encountered them and they do have a look.
You know what, I'm really enjoying seeing the frequency that Garda are posting things saying that they're getting drivers who have modified their tax disc, have no NCT, are disqualified or have drink and drug driving. These drivers used to circulate in very heavily diluted numbers because there was more traffic on the road. Now with these checkpoints, the Road Traffic Act already was a very powerful bit of legislation, but with these additional powers, more and more of these chancers who make life hell for the rest of us, shove up our insurance costs, and God help us if they ever crash into any of us and so on and so forth, a lot more chancers are being caught and being found, and this is a good thing, but yeah, it is up to the individual to make sure their car is roadworthy at all times.
Okay. Finally, then, we're almost out of time, but I want to ask you, Brian Farrell, what about driving lessons? Can people still get driving lessons during Level 5?
Just before I do, Frank, just to pick up on a point that Michael made, just two things. One, if people need to understand that the period of validity of their NCT was extended by 4 months. So, you know, if they are looking at booking an appointment, log on to NCT, type in your registration, check your new appointment date or what your new expiry date on your NCT. And the second thing is, during Level 5 restrictions, NCT is classified as an essential service, and anyone with an appointment for an NCT can turn up for that NCT. And as Michael
correctly
said, bring
the woolies, as Michael was saying.
As Michael said, it is classed as an essential journey as well, so you don't have to worry about turning up to the NCT if you have an appointment at the moment. But on lessons, yeah, the government has designated approved driving instructors as providing an essential service, but what they're saying is that they can only give lessons to those people who have a test date in hand. That is, they have an appointment for a driving test.
Okay, it just strikes me as very difficult to observe things like social distancing and whatnot when you're driving in a car with somebody.
Well, I suppose that's one of the things that we face in delivering the driving test. And it can be done, and it is being done safely around the country at the moment in driving tests. And to reassure our customers, we produced a short video to show them exactly what taking a driving test in COVID world will be like. And that's available for anyone if they want to view it on our YouTube website. The usual things apply in terms of, you know, the candidate doesn't go into the test centre, the driver tester phones the candidate. candidate to check that they're in the car park and they're ready to take the test. Face masks are being worn.
Windows rolled down,
being, yes, exactly. Surfaces are being wiped down, etc., with sanitising wipes. The protocols are there to ensure that it's delivered safely.
Okay, Brian Farrell from the Road Safety Authority and Michael Sheridan, thank you both very much for your contributions.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.